Through a Common Lens, Episode 4, Alignment Toward a Shared Vision. This is Alexis Petrie. This episode continues a conversation with Provost Bickelmeyer about UMKC, our accreditation, as well as our strategic plan and RUSTRONG.
I think about our students, and I think about our faculty, and I think about exciting innovations, and I think about the impact we can have on our community, and I think that accreditation is a way to tell that story and to get the word out. And that's what excites me about accreditation. We have an amazing narrative that we're putting together. We have done amazing and transformational work in this institution, and that's not me, that's we. And that's everybody. That's the faculty, the staff, and the students have participated in that. But that's what I think about every day. But accreditation is a process where you say, I have to be able to articulate it. I can't just think about it. I have to give voice to it, and I have to be able to tell the story of it so that the entire community comes around it. Because ultimately, this is about alignment. It's a lot of alignment. It's alignment of the institutions, intentions and actions and impact. It's alignment between units in the institution on intent and actions and impact. It's alignment at across the teaching and the research and the service missions of the university. It's alignment with our community. So for me, a lot of what this process is about trying to figure out how we bring people together in alignment, that we have shared goals and we have shared vision, that everybody understands how our actions feed into that, and that it works for everybody in a way that we can all be successful in the jobs that we do.
Accreditation is a snapshot in time of the university. Let's talk about two things that are in that snapshot, the strategic plan and RUSTRONG.
So let me go back a little bit. UMKC is certainly a campus that has had a culture of caring. I haven't met a person on campus who says, I don't care. In fact, I believe we have really intelligent people on this campus who could do many other jobs, make much more money probably doing that, and probably at this moment in history be more respected for that work. So people are here doing really, really important jobs for less pay than they might otherwise be able to make and with less recognition than they might otherwise get, because there's something here that's compelling to them. And so some of the things that we have in the strategic plan, and some of the things that we have in RUSTRONG, people say, well, we've always been doing that. But our strategic plan says very clearly, a university that's historically been focused on knowledge dissemination, knowledge creation, and knowledge application has to, in the 21st century, become a human capital development enterprise. We have to use knowledge as a tool to help people think better, be smarter, do different kinds of work, have different kinds of impact, and improve society to adjust to all the changes that are going on. That's fundamentally huge to say that a university recognizes that its responsibility is to be a human capital development enterprise. So how powerful is that?
How is RUSTRONG a model for the 21st century?
Where historically a higher education has been a gatekeeping model, which means we've been at service primarily of a small percentage of society. Those who have the financial means or who have the intellectual skills, the doors have been open to. But we're an institution that believes in access, and we're an institution that has that as part of our mission. So in an era where we need to be a human capital development enterprise, RUSTRONG is a student success model that says we have to get to each student where they are and build a better bridge. We're not a gatekeeper. We're a bridge builder. We're not here simply to certify students who kind of make it through on their own. We have to actually hold that standard, that gate, solid, but reach back to students where they are right now and figure out how we walk with them and help them help themselves to become independent, autonomous adults who can work and make a contribution to society and can also be critical thinkers about the society that we want to build. So Rue Strong is this powerful statement about being bridge builders and getting to each student one student at a time and achieving success one student at a time by providing the appropriate supports. And it really clarifies that our job is not to help students so much that they don't know how to navigate, or to not help students at all and just let them make their way through. And if they make it, great. And if they don't make it, that's their problem. It really articulates that we're here as a learning community to help each other be the best that we can be. And that not only is that what we do for students, but that's what we do for ourselves. We're not here as a faculty member. I'm not here as a provost because I have all the answers and my job is to fix somebody else. Our jobs collectively are to learn and grow and be the best that we can be and model that for each other and help each other out along that process. So I think also that's a really compelling vision and model for how student success will occur here. And it's not that we haven't been doing all those things in pieces or parts or pockets someplace, but this is about aligning the whole enterprise so that we're all working together and collectively on that shared future vision and building the pieces in place so that we can scale that and be a model for the 21st century about what higher education is.
It's really powerful when you think about focusing efforts. Is there a temptation for sprucing up for the snapshot? I mean, there's an attitude of, well, we're just going to change some things because we're going to come be looked at. We're going to, like, paint the front porch.
Right.
You know, and then we'll go back and go on with life with a freshly painted front porch that will get chipped up and scratched up as we walk around and use it.
Okay. You know that I could talk about this forever. But there are so many things in that myth, right, that are immediate and impactful and long-term. And I am somebody who believes that wisdom and truth are really in the paradox. So the first and most fundamental paradox that we need to come to grips with as individuals and in this collective that's UMKC is to recognize the only constant is change. And Greek philosophers said that. I didn't say that. But it's true. So I guess maybe I'm one who's probably not sympathetic to the idea that we should protect the status quo because it's the status quo, because I think that is railing against unreality. Mm-hmm. And I think another myth that's out there is the status quo is great. Because, again, our persistence and completion rates can improve tremendously. And we value being an access institution. So we can do it better. And that's, you know, fundamental. And whether we're in accreditation cycle or not, for the last 4 years at this university, or at least as long as I've been here and been in conversation with the deans and the faculty and the staff, we've said we know we can do persistence and completion better, and our numbers are moving, so we are doing it better. So I want to be careful. There are great things about the past that deserve to be protected, but there is no perfection in human affairs, and there's always something that can be done better and particularly related to our goals. So if the accreditation process, again, is just one way to talk about and codify what our intentions are and what our impact is and how we're going about doing the work and to reflect on how we can change it, that's just the normal course of operations. We're documenting it in a way that we don't document it every day. If the myth is we're just, you know, engaged in an exercise and that we're just pretending like we're changing and pretty soon we'll go back to the status quo, I would hope that, accreditation or not, in my 4 years at UMKC as provost, that I've dispelled any idea that I believe in defensiveness and protecting the status quo simply because it's the status quo. And I hope that people take that dynamism as exciting and invigorating and challenging. But at the same time, I would hope that there would be any number of faculty and chairs and deans who would also say, and she has fought hard to protect things that are really worth protecting. So the challenge of the work is in getting past any kind of all or nothing or easy answer, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I so value paradox, is everything has something that is at tension with itself. We have great things to protect and defend, and we have things that we can do better. And hopefully, if there's any myth around accreditation as simply being an exercise that, you know, we'll write our 75 pages and people will come and then we'll put the report away. I hope we're living and institutionalizing all those things that I've said about what accreditation and its best purposes can be, and that people have been seeing that. And ultimately, I hope that we are an institution that really is committed to living out our aspirations and our values. To have a tripartite mission of helping individuals grow and change and be more than they've ever been before, and to advance knowledge and to contribute to all that the world knows and to apply it in a translational way to make the world better, you don't tell that story in 10 words. You don't tell that story in 75 pages. You never completely tell that story. But that's the great part of the work, is this is so important that you can spend your professional life in service to it, and you'll never get everywhere you want to go, and you'll never capture all of the great work, and you'll never make all the improvements. You just never will. But man, is that a life that's worthy of service.
Yeah. How can our listeners become involved?
To participate in any community conversations is perhaps one of the most important things that you could do, if that is something you can do, and to lend your voice to telling the story about the great things that UMKC does and the ways that we can improve. But if you can't do that, or you don't want to do that for any reason, simply become involved by reading our strategic plan, by seeing the Roo Strong model, by reading the accreditation documents when they come out, because it's only a shared future vision if it's shared. And if it's only shared if people listen to it, look at it, pay attention to it, and then support it in their day-to-day activity and whatever they can do. Talk about it with your peers. Chew on that a little bit. Say, really, are we a human capital development enterprise? How is that? How does that impact what we do? Ask, do we really serve our students one student at a time, help them help themselves, build a better bridge? How can we do that differently? When you read the accreditation report and you see the section on our mission and our policies, do you know what they are? Are you applying them? Are you extending them beyond in support of our students? Just knowing what we're all about and feeling part of that larger community and talking about it, because that's the energy that gets us to the transformation that we've been working so hard on over the last 4 years and creates this compelling, attractive environment that brings the people we want to come to UMKC.
Oh, great. Is there anything you want to say that that hasn't come up?
I really want to and need to recognize that all of this is done by a collective. All of this is because there are a bunch of good citizens who show up to UMKC every day and want to make the world a better place. And they believe UMKC is a place where they can make that contribution. And so the most important thing I need to always say is thank you, and I appreciate you, and I'm so honored and privileged to get to be part and to in some way help lead. But it is a community effort, and I'm humbled and heartened every day by the work that I see and the people I get to work with, because this is a phenomenal place.
Thank you, Provost Bickelmeyer. Much appreciated. Episode 5 and the last episode of this podcast series will feature the Higher Learning Commission reaffirmation of accreditation co-chairs, Cindy Pemberton and Ken Novak. Thank you for listening.